This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, June 14, 2008. The cross as foolishness to the world. The scripture is 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. After a week of reflections on the cross, there is still a lot about this image that doesn't seem to make sense. How can a single, state-sponsored execution, almost 2,000 years ago, be the source of redemption for the whole universe? As 1 Corinthians 1 suggests, that seems to be a rather foolish thing to try to explain to others. Wouldn't a solution that reveals more power be more impressive? That way of approaching things tends to make our cultural values the ultimate norm by which we judge God. But we are called to do the opposite. The cross is one of the best places to begin our cultural resisting efforts. As Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 1, the God of the Bible is the kind of God who chooses the lowly, the weak, the seemingly foolish to accomplish mighty things. The cross, which can seem foolish, is actually the richest expression of God's wisdom. This upside-down way of doing things can seem really strange and even foolish. But the upside-down kingdom of God is actually right side up. So get to know your neighbors and share with them what can seem like the foolishness of the cross. You are speaking God's wisdom. Invite them to join you in reorienting your world around the clearest statement of God's saving love for all of us. Would you pray with me? God, help us to be suspicious in a holy way. Help us to be suspicious of anything the world deems important so that we can compare it to the power of the cross. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.